Changing leaders.
But it's to create partners within the organization who can be engaged with the energy of where you're going.
She's been featured along luminaries such as Oprah Winfrey and Melinda Gates in the 2019 publication America's Leading Ladies. As the CEO and founder of Bellapimo, she's inspired and empowered thousands of individuals to lead their companies with her more than 30 years' experience in operational excellence. Please welcome Lalay Alemzadeh Hancock to Self Talk Radio Show. Brought to you by Pure Energy Apothecary, people and planet-friendly skincare. Find them at Bed Bath & Beyond or online at pureenergybody.com. Hi, Lalay.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, did I get the name of your company right, Bellapimo?
You did it. You did a great job, too.
Look at me. Look at me talking. Hey, you know, how did you get your start?
Which start? There's been a few along the way. You know, it's interesting. When I actually started, I thought I was going to be a doctor and a pediatrician and started in the healthcare world. And my blood is business and leadership. And along the way, you know, things happen in life and you end up going a different path. And the path that took me to where I am today is really following my heart about business and empowering others to, you know, become the leaders of their own lives. I think a lot of times we talk about business and it's about leadership at work, but it really is like becoming that leader in every part of your life, which also includes your business.
You know, Lalay, I have a lot of people come on the show and they have these serendipitous moments that happen that this didn't happen, I wouldn't be where I am today. Have you ever had something happen that just right place, right time that shifted your life and changed your life forever?
Yes. Actually, there's been a few, but the first one was a huge earthquake in California. And it was one that really turned my life of actually going to medical school and not going to medical school. So, you know, I had just gotten married 3 months earlier, and it was one of those moments that you really look at your life and everything you've pre-planned and explore, is this really the route I'm going to spend the rest of my life? And it was one of the first that I would say was one of those life changes that really opened up from what seemed to be a disaster to something really great.
Wow. How did you go from an earthquake to moving to having your own corporation?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the earthquake hit, and most people, I think, don't really understand what an earthquake is unless they've lived in California. But for 4 months, I couldn't sleep. I mean, it was like the aftermath of the, you know, the trembles was just as bad. And during that time, you know, I had everything planned, when I was going to med school, when I was going to get married, when I was going to have kids and everything else. And it really brings perspective when you're part of something that your life could have ended. And looking at it could be a problem, but I really looked at, this is one of the greatest ways to really look at my life and what's going to make me happy? What's going to bring greater for me and others? And it really was pursuing different things within the business world. And it wasn't until my dad passed away 11 years ago that I actually started my own company and pursued it to even a different place.
So tell me about that company.
Yeah, so it's Bellapimo. Bellapimo has been around. And Bellapimo actually got started when my dad passed away. And it was one of those other things in life that just happened so suddenly. You know, he had a heart attack and we thought he was fine with surgery and he was healthy. And, you know, one night he was there and one night he wasn't. And it was one of those also soul-searching moments. I was an executive at a technology firm, and we were growing very rapidly. And I would say it was like the prime of my career. And I reflected again on, like, what am I actually doing, and what change can I make in the world that I'm not making right now? And I realized working for a company is fabulous, but what I wanted to offer was not just for one company. I wanted to go empower organizations to truly be leaders in their fields and make a difference beyond what they're making. And to do that, I really wanted to start my own consulting company.
So what exactly, so Bella Pimo is a consulting company for leadership?
Mm-hmm. So it's a management consulting company. And we have two or three, I would say, focus points. One of them is leadership. And then the other is transformation, culture transformation. And the third is actually strategic partnerships with different organizations that do a difference in the world. Like one of them is called Actions for Futures, and working on a project with them related to Forest for Futures. So one of our specialties is really looking not just at today, but how do we create something that's better for the whole world?
Yeah. We're speaking with Lalay Alemzadeh Hancock, and she is the CEO of Bella Pimo. And when we come back, we're going to ask her more about leadership and more about how the company was established and how she ended up working with Fortune 500 executives when we come back on Self Talk Radio Show. Thinking of having your own podcast? Maybe you need a business website? Go to webhelpus.com and they can set you up with a website for as low as $399 for $24.95 a month. Very affordable. In fact, they're responsible for the website for Self Talk Radio Show. Visit webhelpus.com. We're speaking with Lalay Alemzadeh Hancock. She is the CEO of Bella Pimo. And I wanted to ask you, how did you make the jump? You started, now did your dad own Bella Pimo first, or this was something you started after he passed?
You know, my dad was an executive almost his whole life. But Bella Pimo got created right around the time that he passed away.
Wow. So you took this. So this is your baby.
This is my baby, yes.
How did you go from, you know, starting this company to working with Fortune 500 executives?
Yeah, you know, I actually have worked in a lot of different capacities with executives of Fortune 50, Fortune 100, Fortune 500, and small businesses as well. And so when I was going on my own, it really didn't feel like I was going on my own. I had a network of amazing leaders that I'd worked with. And so, you know, one of them had actually said, hey, if you ever go on your own and you need some assistance, you let me know. And it started that way. It started with me just reaching out to the people that I'd worked with and just started working with them. Yeah.
So you were in the corporate structure. You know, you had access to some of the executives, and then you just grew on that.
Well, I had been in corporate. I left corporate to go to a not-for-profit and started working with different types of not-for-profits and for-profits. And with that, I leaped over to my own business. And so when I first started Bella Pimo, it was going to be focused on corporate client base. But the first client ended up not being a corporate client. It was actually a not-for-profit organization. So it was one of those things that, you know, the things that I've done in my life speak in all languages. Like it speaks no matter if you're corporate, you're a government, you're a startup, you're a not-for-profit, like they tend to have very similar challenges. They just call them different things.
So what are the challenges?
I'd say number one right now is engagement. Engagement is one of the things that I end up working a lot with my clients on, is improving the engagement that the employees have internally, as well as their engagement with their customer base.
Now, what do you mean by engagement? I know about what that means on social media, you know, getting likes and comments. What does that mean in a, you know, what does that mean in a corporate structure?
It means actually engaging your employees, their voice, their ideas in improving internal systems, but also really coming up with the ideas of where the business needs to go and actually creating that.
And what if the employee's vision of where the company needs to go and the bosses are completely different paths?
They usually are. And I've got to tell you, it usually actually adds to the sweetness of what gets created when it is different. But being able to come together and share their ideas, it doesn't mean that the employees don't have it correct and the boss has it correct. It's realigning where that vision is with additional information, with awareness. You know, one of the things that I always found is that senior executive team, they go, they make their strategic plan, they figure out what they want to do today, the next 5 years, the next 10 years. And then they hope that that information, the energy, the ideas that they came up with is just going to magically occur without at any point really sharing and bringing the staff in an engagement perspective to even know where is this road taking us to. And so when I say engagement, you're right, it actually has a lot of different definitions because it just depends on the organization and where they're at and what they're doing. But it's to create partners within the organization who can, they don't have to see it, but they have to be engaged with the energy of where you're going and then be able to contribute to how you get there. The communication from internal, but also how that information gets shared outward to the client base, to, you know, to the rest of the world.
So internal, external communications, that's what you mean by how do they engage so that they work together toward the same goal?
Yeah, I think communication, though, sometimes people misinterpret that as it's just we had a conversation. That's very different than engagement. Engagement, you actually are sharing information, but you're all extrapolating. You're looking at what needs to be created and wondering, hey, how do we do this? What different avenues can we explore with this? There's a lot more of what we used to call brainstorming that happens with it, but it's actually looking not at just what you know, and it's also including people that you may not normally include in those decisions. So when you start to say, okay, this is where I'm headed in 5 years, okay? Who are the people that we need to have as part of the conversation? And sometimes it's the secretary. Sometimes it is the person who's answering the phone calls from the customer base and not just the executive team. Sometimes it is engaging people from the sales department in a different way. So there is no one way of looking at this. I think it just depends on where they're going. But the willingness to ask questions and not think they already have all the answers figured out and then now make it happen.
Now, you said there are other steps other than engagement. What are some of the other things that leadership needs to make the whole engine work?
Yeah. So I think clarity of actually where they really are. I think a lot of times they're looking based on numbers and not really looking at where the business is and what's really working and not working. Because sometimes in the numbers, it might be that a program or a service isn't the money maker, but it's actually the one that's becoming the planting of the seed for some of the other things to get occurred. So I think, you know, an overall awareness of really where the business is today is one that a lot of times is missed. And if you include it, it actually allows that whole engagement and extrapolation and looking at today and the future actually allows those steps to happen faster, quicker, and easier.
We're speaking with Lalay, and in a moment, we're going to ask her. She's also worked with, you know, Fortune 500 executives. We've talked about government agencies, but also athletes and veterans and the mindset that they need. We're going to find out a little more about that and also her work with women in business when we come back on Self-Talk Radio Show. Need to stop bad habits, start positive change, and sleep like a baby? Check out meditations free at sleepmeditation.org. Welcome back to Self Talk Radio Show. My guest is Lalay Alemzadeh Hancock, and she is the CEO of Bella Pimo. Now, you've worked also with athletes and veterans. Can you tell me more about the mindset for those? I'm talking about two different mindsets there, I recognize. But is there some commonality in how you work with them?
You know, it's interesting. Whether they were executives, whether it's corporate, not corporate, whether it's veterans, whether it's, you know, the athletes, they all have a target. They're all trying to achieve something. They're trying to get to some place. Now, their path might be different. Who they need to bring along to make it happen might be different, but they all have that. And they all have roadblocks, things that are stopping them from actually achieving it. So one thing that's been fun for me is that diversity of the client base that we have, that we can be on site working with the corporate one day, and then we're actually engaging with someone who, you know, is an athlete and looking at their business different. And many athletes actually look at even their endurance, even at their physical capacities as a business. So it's really fun working with athletes and seeing how you incorporate their growth and their life expanding and growing, allowing their business to grow.
So you work with them on a business level, not necessarily for their athleticism.
Well, I can tell you, we do a lot of stuff around wellness as well. And so I have a sister company called Global Wellness for All. So there ends up being some cross collaboration working with the athletes across their physical capacities as well as their business growth. But think about it. Their business is the wellness of their body, and it does allow them to grow. And most athletes are looking at what happens after I have to retire, or what can I add to my business, to my life today that ends up being a business that gets to grow, you know, whether I retire or I don't retire. So athletes actually have a very different mindset as well in looking at their bodies, looking at their life, looking at their strength, to what else can be possible there.
That's true. I hadn't really thought about that because, you know, yeah. As an athlete, your success is finite, you know, as far as you have a certain amount of time that your body is going to be maximum performance, peak fitness. So, yeah, you have to look at what's next. So it makes sense that you would come in at that point. Now, you're also highly respected for your work with women in business, in the workplace, and in the wider community. Now, you've been featured in America's Leading Ladies, the book, The Stories of Courage, Challenge, and Triumph. How did you get invited into that book?
Well, it's interesting. I was invited in because I was actually part of another book called Leaders and Legends. And that one has like Steve Jobs and Deepak Chopra, Susie Orman, like had a bunch of other people in it. And that kind of opened some of the doors to this particular book. But also what I've been doing, I mean, I travel around the world and my target is to empower people, for them to actually have their voice in their life and in their business. And in doing that, leadership is one of the key components to it. So some of my work ended up being highlighted in a bunch of different ways, in media and articles and some other stuff. And so that kind of assisted the next path into this book.
Now, do women do business differently than men?
Oh, yes.
How so?
I would say 98% of the women, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you can't make a general, you know, blanket statement, but just in your experience, how is it different?
Oh, my God. You know, it's so funny. There's something innate about women having the capacity and ability to multitask in such a different way. They look at it in such a holistic perspective, and they're able to take pieces of what's happening as a big umbrella and actually break it down to where it's working, where it's not working, who they need to add, who they can't add. Like, they just have a different way of thinking, and they have a different way of executing than most men do.
Mm-hmm. And men are linear in thinking, do you think?
I think it depends on the men. Not all men are linear, but I think there's something about our abilities to be moms, whether we're physical moms or not. Our ability to juggle is very different than the way men juggle.
Multitaskers.
Yeah, definitely multitaskers. And I'll tell you the one thing though, most women are underpaid, most women are underrecognized and will do it all for the greater good. They're not usually there to stand out and make themselves seen. And so that's the other piece of like what we talked about originally is having their voice and no longer hiding and allowing themselves to shine, whether it's, you know, in a work environment or anywhere else.
How do you help women have their voice heard and get paid what they're worth?
In a lot of different ways. I have a special program called Right Voice for You, and it's from Access Consciousness. And what we do a lot of different exercises, and it really is about a self-discovery of your strengths. So some people do it because they would like to be more part of TED Talk or more public speaking, or to even have the ability to have a different presence when they're in a meeting at work. But then others, really, what they find is that there ends up being this part of them that they've been hiding that is just ready to shine. So the level of confidence, the way that they actually speak, but not just verbally, the silent communication, you know, the verbal communication, the confidence, it just shines in such a different way. And I've had so many women who were executives who truly, truly, truly were making like 25% less money than their counterparts. And they got raises. And it wasn't from fight. I want to stress that. This is not about men are wrong, women are right. I am not an advocate of that. We are all special. And each woman and each man has their gifts and their talents. And it's about letting that shine through. And when you do, everything else follows.
What 3 steps can our listeners take today to be leaders of their lives?
I think the first step is they really have to be honest with what they really desire. Like, really start searching. What is it that I'd like to have? What would I like to add to my life? And what would I like my life to be like in 5 years? Because when we have nothing to reach for, how will you ever know if you ever got there? So that's number one. Number two, I think a lot of times we try to mimic everyone else to fit into what's the best practice, where you being you is unique. You can never be someone else. So that individualism, that you being you is actually the gift that will differentiate you. And when you're being you, you tend to have a little bit more fun and you tend to actually look at things different and you tend to be more creative.
Good advice. Thank you so much. Lele Alemzadeh Hancock has been my guest. She is the CEO of Bella Pimo. If we want more information on how to work with you, how do we get hold of you, Lele?
The best place is actually our website. It's bellapimo.com, BELAPEMO.com. And you can contact us there and we'll be in touch with you.
Great. And we'll have links to that website on selftalkradioshow.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I'm so grateful to be here.
I'm Sarah Spencer for Self Talk Radio Show. If you're a fan of Self Talk Radio Show, head out to our Facebook page, take a picture of yourself listening to the show, and you can win yourself a $25 gift card courtesy of Pure Energy Apothecary or one of our guests or sponsors. Thank you so much for listening to Self Talk Radio Show, Mind Changing Radio, where you can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and of course at selftalkradioshow.com.